flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not. No, that's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel, Miami 560 WQAM, and live on your Odyssey app. Well, you guys can stream us in your ears, AUDACY. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy? Did you end up going to Tiger Woods golf last night?
No. No, too far, dude.
Too far.
Too far.
I understand.
The concept is cool.
It does sound like a cool guy. Like if I didn't have the heat last night, which I probably should have ended up going to Tiger Woods golf, would have been a much more useful allotment of my time. Than watching
it's really hard to watch 5-on-4 basketball, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, dude. It is. And no Tyler like last night. And then on top of it.
It's getting uncomfortable.
It's just, yeah. You know, and it's like you watch Jimmy Butler, and yesterday was a really weird day because you had this trade that happened with the Phoenix Suns before the game, which basically was the Phoenix Suns traded their 2031 pick to Utah for 3 picks because Utah, I guess, had picks from the Donovan Mitchell trade. So they basically diversified their portfolio to add more picks to trade because they're probably going to have to add a sweetener to a lot of trades to make this Bradley Beal thing happen. And so
why would somebody give up 3 picks for a pick in 2031?
Well, Danny Ainge is always, you know, Danny Ainge, you know, hate him as I do. He usually looks on the horizon on who can I bet against to get the best pick available. And he's probably looking at the pipe of 2031, Kevin Durant's done. Devin Booker's going to be 35 at that point. Jimmy Butler definitely going to be retired. This is kind of what he did with the Brooklyn Nets and Paul Pierce, where he just basically...
And he ended up with, like, top second pick.
Right. Exactly. Exactly, okay. Dude. So I guess the way it worked is they broke out the picks that they had from the Donovan Mitchell trade, which start this year, and it also unlocks more picks that they could trade instead of just having this one pick. Because there's a rule in the NBA, you cannot trade back-to-back years of your own picks. There's a they don't let owners do that because it mortgages too much of the future. If you had this Ishbia, he'd be out there, give me all the picks. Even Pat Riley might have been doing that, to be honest with you. So they have these rules in place so that you have an ability to fill your roster every other year with some kind of young, cheap talent that you could have on your roster. So anyway, they make this trade yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I was like, oh, okay, so is this going down now? Like, are we about to see? And like, I'm literally like watching the clock. I'm not going to lie, I was looking down because I saw Jimmy Butler's agent and his seat. I'm like, he's on his phone a lot. All right, looking up at the clock. All right, is Jimmy going to come out for warm-ups? What's happening here? What are we doing? Eventually, he obviously does come out, and he does come out for warm-ups.
This whole thing sucks.
Yeah. Sucks.
I want to tell you, I don't care who's involved, all right? Because here's the deal. As much as Jimmy says I'm doing what they ask me to do, Jimmy basketball is 10 to 15 free throws a game.
Yep.
But he ain't even in the paint hardly.
Right.
So you can say whatever you want to me. But the Jimmy Butler I've been watching for the last 6 years is the last 5 years is the Jimmy Butler that averages 9 to 10 free throws a game. And the fact that you have none means that we ain't watching Jimmy Butler.
He oddly also, like, in the third quarter, and this is the thing, like, it's become, let's overanalyze everything Jimmy does, which is annoying. Yes. So it's like, then he, like, oddly gets into let me get mine in the third quarter, but then he like collides, I think it was into Jeremy Grant, and you're like, ooh, that looked like that could have really gone badly. And he was like, I'm done after that. I'm checked out after that, dude.
Listen, the hardest thing to do in sports is this. And I've never seen it go well. And that is to try to play the sport you're playing safely. You have to just play.
Right.
And if you're trying to avoid this and you're trying to avoid that and you're trying to ease up in this situation or whatever, those are the circumstances that make you more vulnerable to get to injury because you're not putting your body through what it's used to going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see this stuff, it's like my coach would always say in preseason, hey, go in there and get a little work in. I say, I'm going in and I'm playing football. I don't know how to not play the way I play. So if you want me to get work in, you put me in. And when you've seen enough, you take me out. But if I'm in there, I'm playing the way I play because I feel more comfortable and safer doing it that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like Jimmy. I don't care what Jimmy says.
Well, he didn't say anything.
Passive jump shooting Jimmy does not look like the Jimmy we've seen the last few years here in Miami.
Right. And he, he kind of got bolstered on the assists because the Heat and Duncan Robinson, particularly, like, ended up with an insane shooting first quarter. And then they proceeded to miss 18 straight threes.
Right.
18 straight threes they missed.
On a lighter note, Kalel, when he gets in trouble, he's still trying to figure out the help versus guard the rim.
Yes.
He gets
excited for the blocky.
So he'll charge, and he almost has to learn how to do that veteran fake step and then get back to the rim.
Mm-hmm. He'll get there. But that doesn't mean our investment didn't work out yesterday, Leroy. Because we took a little looky loo yesterday at the odds for Rookie of the Year.
It shrunk.
It was plus 5,000 when we were on the air yesterday. I looked this morning because I was just curious. I was like, I wonder, a couple of performances in a row, because the odds are like one of the reasons we throw this on there. This is not one of my stupid Tobin Homer picks.
Right.
Legitimately, the race for Rookie of the Year is stupid right now. Like, the guy leading it is Zach Edey. He's averaging 7-6 on 20 minutes of play. And you had this dude, Misi, who was on the Pelicans at one point leading.
Yves Misi.
Yeah, he was
He was Rookie of the Month last month.
He was Rookie of the Month, and he was the favorite like a week ago.
And he got worked by Bam when they came on the first.
Dude.
Man, worked.
And so I was like, hey, Leroy, Khalil Ware is plus 5,000 for Rookie of the Year. He's off to a month. He was probably on his way to winning Rookie of the Month. He's like leading everybody in scoring for rookies in the month of January. I don't think it's crazy to throw a 20 spot on it. Let's just do it. Let's have a little fun, baby.
Right.
I go and look today. He's all the way down to plus 550 from plus 5,000 in Rookie of the Year odds.
You know what that is? We got that early bird special, baby.
So he is now just fifth. He's tied with Misi now, but he's fifth in odds for Rookie of the Year. So we'll take a little, and you know, mind you, like Jared McCain got hurt. He was probably going to be the runaway winner. Then he's done for the season. This could be wide open for the warehouse.
Ooh,
something. By the way, also Ooh-hoo. Yesterday, I mean, man, the Heat almost did come back. Pella Larsen, if he would have scored and got it to five, I really thought they would have come back and won, but he unfortunately wasn't able to convert that steal into a layup. And then Simon's got an and one on the other side.
That was the weirdest Euro step ever because, like, yeah, he just got caught.
Oh, man, it is wild. All right, we'll take a break here on the show. Our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new keys.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Kia miles in inventory, like the Sported Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We got a handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, or call them 832-930-6181. Your Miami Heat yesterday, losers to Joe Cronin's Portland Trailblazers. I saw Cronin yesterday, Leroy. I was like, oh, you.
He was there?
He was there. He was there sitting his stupid bald ass right on the Heat's bench during pregame warmups. You know, basking in his own filth. This mess that Cronin made, burning the Miami Heat franchise to the ground. He's like, I ruined it by not getting you Damian Lillard, and now I'm going to be here for Jimmy Butler's last home game.
We should have traded Jimmy Butler for Damian Lillard. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. We should have gotten
No, you wouldn't. First of all, under no circumstances would Tobin have done that. And
no way.
Furthermore, that was back when you thought you were building around Jimmy. But here's the thing that eats at me with Jimmy. He is the only star on a team that picks and chooses when to be a star. And if you're going to be a star on a team, can you do that? Because we've had this conversation a couple of years now where you've said to me, just wait till the playoffs, just wait till January. And I'm like, can the star of your team pick and choose when to be a star, because everybody in that building is depending on you to be that star. They're paying you to be that star, not to pick and choose when to be it.
Well, the new star is Khalil Ware, who had an incredible dunk in the first quarter yesterday. This was Jason Jackson yesterday on the Miami Heat audio experience.
Oh, here he comes! Right hand hammer off the beautiful feed by Duncan for Khalil Ware. My goodness. To have that much power to spring when he strides so far is astonishing.
Yeah, he got up, dude. That was woof.
He's very athletic for a 7-footer.
Yeah, he's very athletic. Very athletic. Very impressive.
I'm really curious to see how he deals with, you know, because he got Lopez Wednesday, tomorrow.
Yep.
No, wait.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You got Lopez tomorrow, and then you got Giannis. And they are two different animals there. Lopez will kind of have you out on the perimeter and try to clean up the paint. So I'll be curious to see how they mix this up.
It'll be an interesting matchup for sure.
Right.
You know, it'll definitely be an interesting matchup, and especially, you know, you basically could have Bam focus on Giannis for a matchup like this with you know, Khalil doing it. It didn't go great yesterday, I mean, to be honest with you. I mean, Bam started off, offensively he looked decent. You know, he had his jump shot going yesterday, but, I mean, they got I know that the Blazers were
Ayton,
yeah, dude. I mean, Ron Rothstein, apparently, I didn't see it on the broadcast, but I saw Barry Jackson tweet out that Ron Rothstein called the team soft. Ayton's out here, you know, outrunning
right,
you for rebound.
He's not known as a dominant big.
No, definitely not. You know, a skilled guy, but, like, maybe one of the slowest motors in the league. You know, like, that's the thing that he's known for. So, look, if you've been wanting this and you're Bam Adebayo, I understand that Khalil had some mishaps with maybe misjudging when to jump and when to block and all that type of stuff. But you got to go be a piranha on that perimeter now, man. Like, this is what you've been waiting for. So
it's all things that here's what I would say. If he had been playing since the beginning of the year, we would already be past this. And now there's some on-the-job training
sure
that's required that you have to get a physical feel for to understand, you know, when to go and help, when to guard the rim, how to get your footing against somebody like Ayton, how to handle somebody like Giannis or Lopez. You're only going to learn how to do this. You can watch as much film as you want on an opponent, but having that opponent stand in front of you is a whole different story. I don't care that you know what he could or couldn't do. So I think now that he's getting some consistent minutes, we're kind of witnessing his growth on the fly. Because there is no...
Yeah, it's crazy. You've gone from, getting 18 minutes, maybe 20, and then he's gotten, I think he got 39 yesterday, 34, right. 39 back-to-back games. It's definitely... You're right. There's going to be... And look, they kept playing hard. They did make a nice run there in the fourth quarter. Duncan Robinson, dude. I mean, what can you say about him? He's been fantastic, especially these last couple games. But dude, you just, Jimmy Butler circumstances aside, no Tyler Hero. I get it. There's a lot of... There are things going against you, but, man, the Blazers are terrible. And you've got... lost on your home floor to the Blazers and the Utah Jazz in the last month. These are two of
I would say this. They have a bad record. But please don't ever forget they got NBA players too. So they got 15 guys that are in the top 1% of that league in the world. So and the thing about basketball, I don't care how good or bad your record is. If you get hot, you could beat anybody. They didn't miss for a stretch.
I know. It was crazy. This was...
That's the NBA, though. Those are NBA players. We've watched some of the most random guys shoot threes and make 90 of 100. We've seen that board in the locker room. You're like, he made 90 of 100? Yes.
The Heat didn't have Tyler yesterday, who was out with a tight groin.
Birthday celebration.
Day after his birthday. He was in South Beach for his birthday. I have eyewitness
sauces?
Accounts. He and his wife and friends were out there. So
look.
But I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with
it. That's what you should do for your birthday.
Yeah.
He said he's going to be good to go on Thursday. I think they kind of took liberties. And they're like, probably could have gone, but it's the Blazers. Let's see. Tyler hasn't missed a game all year. But Spo, after whenever a guy is missing, if you want to talk about how important Tyler Hero is and what a year he's having, Leroy, let's do a fake Spo. Spo, you didn't have such and such tonight. How do you guys think you handled that?
Well, look, anytime you lose 24 points, you got to kind of make that up. But he's more than that. He is more than that.
You're ruining the bit. What does he always say when somebody's missing?
We have enough.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. But to show you how growth of Tyler Hero, now all of a sudden he goes, whew, well, we didn't have him. Yeah, that's a problem not to have him.
I know you go with who you have, but how do you think the offense, since it was the first time this season without Tyler?
That is really tough to evaluate. Without Tyler and just our overall intentionality was not at its highest level.
I have to look that one up. Intentionality? You can't just be adding stuff on the end of words to make it sound.
That's a big word for me, dog.
That's a big word for me, dog.
He was so, all...
Here's the problem. I'm gonna do a Tobin here. Listen to the way he talked about Tyler being out. And let's go back in the Wayback Machine to how he talked about when Jimmy was out. And right. If you play some of that, you'll understand where the frustration started building.
For sure. I think
because his attitude about when Jimmy missed games is totally different. He basically, woo-hoo, Tyler's out. He would have never done that.
Nope. And this was him yesterday. He was asked about Jimmy a little bit from Ira. And, he's like, I'm not going to give you what you want. I was like, what does he want?
Bit more. Jimmy's effort tonight seemed a bit languid. He wasn't there on the floor at the finish. How are you working through this level of Jimmy that you've gotten since his return?
It is. I know what you're trying to get out of me. You're not going to get anything worthwhile. It was not a very inspiring, first three quarters. By the whole group. So it's tough to pinpoint one person in that. You know, I was subbing, getting it deeper into the rotation. Just nothing really seemed to take hold until we got to that last group. That was probably the most inspiring group. And I believe Pell got that steal. That was an opportunity to get it to five. And that was like, you know, finally the building was moving and shaking a little bit. And that was because of what the guys were doing on the floor.
Yeah, that building was dead yesterday. Oof. It had no juice. I did see our boy, by the way, Leroy. Guess who I saw yesterday?
Who?
Just a little friend we like to call RTD.
He was at the game?
I saw Robbie. Robbie had great seats. Him and SDI. I saw them. They were right behind the basket, like a few rows back behind the basket near the heat bench. I'm going to say this.
We all have friends that we see at places in the world. And the first question that comes to mind for me is, the hell does he do for work? Right? Like, we know SDI is SDI, right? I have no idea what he does.
Me neither.
Right?
Me neither.
Robbie does it, you know, his thing. Right?
SDI when could, like, be some kind of crypto mogul. We don't know.
Right.
We have no idea.
Right. Right.
We have no idea.
Well, if he got a poom schedule, he must be rolling it in, as Robbie would say.
Oh, man. Well, shout out to the boys. Good seeing them yesterday.
Shout out.
And then as soon as I went back to my seats, that's about when the game derailed. I was like,
So here's I'm watching the game. Tobin's comments are always game adjacent. So they're not about the score. They're usually not about who's playing well. It's about who's there, what are they doing, and the big plays.
That's right.
So you might get a, "Woo, that dunk by Khalil. Put, hoo, hoo," and then followed up by, "Uh-oh, Jimmy's agent's on the phone. The Suns just made a trade. I'm wondering what's going on right now.
I thought
he rose up. I'm looking down. Mm-hmm. I'll send more when I get it."
Yep.
Right? Like, this is what
it was. A very tense start. It was a very tense pregame. I'm like, "Oh, is this guy?" I really was like, "Is Jimmy coming out for?" I thought when that Suns trade went down, I'm like, "Is he coming out for? Is he gonna play?" And now it's like, "Well, is he gonna travel?" I don't know, man. It kind of felt like when Pella Larsen subbed out for Jimmy Butler in that third quarter. I'm like, I kind of feel like that's the last time we've ever seen Jimmy Butler on this court as a Heat player.
The problem is that we're asking a lot of people to do a lot to cover this up, and they can't, right? Like, we know what Jimmy looks like when he's engaged, and we know what Jimmy looks like when he's not. And it doesn't matter what Spo says, what Jimmy says, what Pat says, what anybody in the organization says. We've seen enough of Jimmy Butler, and it doesn't look right to the point where it's wearing on the other guys. And I don't know how you fix that, because if he travels, they're going to keep putting him out there to start, right? And you're going to have this play over and over and over again.
We'll take a break. One team that hasn't let us down, especially when they take on the Anaheim Ducks. Let's get to the road to repeat here on 560 WQAM, which is sponsored by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Whoa, take it easy, dude. Oh, you and I, Galaxy, vibing it up today, dude.
No, we are not.
Oh, what do you got? Let me see. Oh, you got the cherry cola. Yeah. I was looking for that this morning at 7-Eleven. I could not find it.
They don't have it at 7-Eleven.
What? They have everything at 7-Eleven.
No, they don't.
I don't like that.
You gotta get it online at Walmart.
No, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it at gas stations. I've seen it already.
At gas, certain gas stations, yeah.
I think I see it at the what is that? An Exxon down over there that I always go to. They have the good
Empire. Yeah, but it's not connected with 7-Eleven.
No, it's not. But I feel like 7-Eleven usually has every flavor. I feel like that's kind of their hub. Cats win last night. They beat the Ducks 5-2. So they win the home and home. They win.
Who's in net?
Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky yesterday.
Okay.
I believe Spencer Knight will be in net tonight. They got a big one against the Kings, who are obviously
are they trying to pace Bobrovsky a little bit now that they see that Knight is playing well?
You know, they're saying publicly no, Leroy. And,
but it looks like it just seems like he's getting a lot more breaks. You know what I mean?
Well, they're obviously they got this little sprint until we get to the they'll get a week off for the Four Nations Cups, which Bob will not be in because Russia's not in it. So he'll get a little bit of a break there, but this just happens to be a road trip. Like Maurice said the other day, that we're not going off of our original plans. That just happens to be a road trip that has two back to backs on it. And so it's going to line up with Bob playing the Ducks, Knight against the Kings, Bob against San Jose, and then Knight will play on Sunday night against Vegas. So I can't say they're saying publicly no, this isn't, but it does happen to be lining up with a situation where it's back to backs. They're not going to obviously play a 36-year-old back to back nights. That doesn't happen a lot anyway. So they are getting some time for a night, and Knight's been on fire. So
the decision's made easier.
Yes,
based on how well Knight's playing is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, like, absolutely.
It's no big deal to do it. If he was struggling, then they would have to be a little more, you know, cautious with how they do it.
Right.
But I think he would still do the second night of a back-to-back.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of struggling, and it was a huge one, was yesterday Sam Bennett scoring for the first time, I think, in 20-plus games. So, you know, obviously that's got to be weighing on him because he's got some munyon he's trying to earn. And so he
– contract year?
Yeah, dude. So,
question in hockey, because I know it's kind of random, but not really, right? Like you have your scores, but you have some guys who score a lot, but it's never really. Ooh, I'm just gonna, you know,
except Reinhardt,
you know. So when it comes to that, and it comes to, you know, playing for a new team or paying a guy, do you take that into consideration? Because scoring goals, there's only a handful of guys that are like, say, Ant-Man, he's going to score 25 a game.
Yeah.
Right? There, you know,
well,
but there's a lot of guys around 20, 30 goals that, you know, things have to kind of go well for them to go more than that.
Yeah, and I think that you also have to come to the realization, like any other championship team, eventually you're going to have to make decisions, right? And they've gotten to a point where they kept Rhino, they kept Verhaeghe. You know, obviously Barkey and Tkachuk are your pillars. You know, those are your two guys. So it may be inevitable at one point you're going to lose, you know, a key piece, just like they ended up losing Montour last year and some other fringe pieces. But I don't think that they've really had the leg cut out yet of like, oh, that one's going to really sting.
They lost the Van Ginkel.
Right. Here's Paul Maurice yesterday. This is him speaking to the media after the win over the Ducks.
Yeah, we give up a shorthanded goal to start the game, but I thought we handled that really well. I liked that. But the game took some strange turns in the second period. You get a 5-on-3, you don't score. Became a puck game. We didn't like that. But I liked the way that we made it 4-2, a forecheck that was more like our game, and I think we had 10 hits through the first two periods. That's not really like our game. Then I really liked our neutral zone defense in the third. So we were hard at the blue line in the neutral zone transition. So winning is never easy. Winning on the road, especially in changing time zones a fair amount here recently. Happy for that. And then probably the biggest thing is you get a couple of guys. Sam Bennett scores a goal, and that confidence starts to come back.
Speaking of Sam Bennett, we spoke earlier about the chemistry that he and Sam Miskevich had. What stood out to you in that regard tonight?
I think he's just a great mentor right now for Mackey. Mackey's playing more Sam Bennett's game than Sam Bennett is, so he's got somebody, you know, all three of those men will go get the puck, and then they can be physical. And he's got some hands, he can make some plays. I just like to think there's a real good bond being created there. I don't know if I leave the lines straight through the year, but I won't change that right now for sure.
On that, I see a lot of firepower on that top line. It seems like the chemistry is really coming along as well.
But they just some time there. You know, they haven't played much together, and they're all three very, very bright men, really high hockey IQ. They're finding each other, and the support's good, and I think it's interesting for them. I think, you know, for each one of them to play with two other players that can match their skill level, I think they have fun with it.
You mentioned Bennett, but five guys are like 11 guys.
Yeah.
How big are those games
for them? That's good, because we haven't been scoring, and no matter what, players want to score goals. Right? It makes you feel good. So everybody that gets a point tonight gets to leave the rink with a win and a point, and they get a smile on their face.
There you go. Smiles on their face.
He hadn't said 2-1 filthy in a while.
No. No. But, yeah, and he's talking there, Mackie Samuskevich, the young 22-year-old. Couple of assists yesterday for him. And, yeah, you do, you know, the Panthers do have a couple of these young up-and-comers. Obviously, Lindell's continue to develop and whatnot. But a nice one for them. Tonight they take on the Kings, who have been, you know, that's going to be a much more formidable foe, who also, oddly enough, the Panthers will take on pretty recently after this road trip. So I don't know what's the NHL doing the whole West Coast, East Coast, home and homes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an odd thing. Very, very strange. But a nice one for the Cats. And, yes, good for Bob, but also you want to keep it rocking for you want to keep it rocking for Spencer Knight tonight, who absolutely has been on fire. National TV tonight, for those looking for it. It is on TNT tonight, but you will get it here on 560 WQAM if you want Doug Plagans and the home call tonight. Because I know I do think it's one of these things. I noticed, Leroy, I feel like the hockey fan, they really, really miss when Goldie and Moeller are not on the call. And they right. seem to be very annoyed by the national TV calls. So, you know, maybe you sync it up. You get your Odyssey app out, and you sync it up with Plagans on the television tonight. Maybe that makes you happy. Get your Alexa out. Bloop bloop. You know,
we got
that
the same thing. We got both of our teams. No local.
No tomorrow. Correct.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we got a Heat on TNT as well, which will be definitely an interesting one. We'll see if Jimmy Butler's still on the team.
Well, here's the weird thing. That pregame, that's all they're going to talk about. So before the game even starts, you're going to get a full load of Chuck.
Definitely.
And a full load of Shaq. And I'll be interested to hear this. At what point is somebody going to say, you know, he ain't playing like they should pay him $60 million.
I think Butler. I think
everybody agrees that yeah, get as much money as you can. I'm not complaining about that.
Chuck's been pretty critical of him. He's like, you know, not only but the money that he's making, but he's like,
he ain't making the money he getting paid this year.
Yeah, so I think Chuck's been pretty critical of it. I think Shaq obviously has the insight into the Pat Riley thing, right. Because he fought Pat Riley, like wanted to fist fight Pat Riley. But
he also, Pat Riley also got his ass in shape.
He so did, let's be clear. and got him a ring when the whole Kobe thing was a thing. Like he,
right. Which, you know, look, it's okay to be upset with your coach and your management. Okay, but at the end of the day, if you are a better player and you are more successful because of it, then there was no harm. None whatsoever. Right? Nobody likes a coach that tells him to run more and eat less cheeseburgers and stay and don't go out as much. Nobody likes the people coming in telling you got to have a better, you know, outside of football life so inside football and inside this building is better. You don't want to hear that.
No,
you
definitely
getting a lot of money, you don't want to hear that. But at the end, when it's all over and you look back and go, you know what? That was the turning point that got me to get my bleep together, and then I had a longer career. You appreciate it. So Shaq won't admit that, But he'll still he will say that Pat, it was his way or the highway, which meant that he did it Pat's way.
Crazy, man. It is a weird situation, but this is from Mark Stein, who still hasn't gotten back to Robbie from the Stein line. He said, there was an undeniable vibe in Miami after the Suns trade went down. Butler had taken a notable step nearer to the trade to the Phoenix Suns that the whole league knows that he wants. One source close to the process expressed the belief that a real pathway to the desert is starting to materialize for Butler. However, sources with knowledge of the Suns' thinking insisted to the Stein line that Phoenix made its Tuesday trade with Utah without a specific follow-up move lined up. Another crucial data point, a separate source tells the Stein line, is that the Suns, as of Tuesday, had still not presented any trade scenarios for Bradley Beal to consider to tell them if he would be willing to waive his no-trade clause. Phoenix remains functionally unable to acquire Butler unless A, Miami, or a TBD third team is willing to absorb Beal's contract. B, Beal is willing to lift his no-trade clause to make such a deal happen. A and B remain valid statements no matter how the draft picks Phoenix can amass. So it says, why is Tuesday trade so significant? Simple. The Suns have seemingly little shot at constructing a Butler trade and faced a difficult pass without doing further meaningful business before the February 6th trade deadline, when they only had one tradable first-round pick in 2031 and one tradable second-round pick. The trade they struck with the Jazz is undeniably costly, but the Suns decided that they do it to increase their optionality, so they agreed to send a 2031 first-round pick with no protections to Utah for three first-rounders that will likely be late first-round picks. So, there you go. Because, yeah, people are saying this is going to have to probably be a three, maybe four-team trade. It seems, I guess the fodder is that Beal would waive his no-trade clause to go to the Bucks.
The Bucks?
Yeah. To go to the Bucks, and then, I don't know.
So that means that...
Well, it means that he would probably end up with, and Leroy, you better behave if this happens. But it seems like the Heat might end up with Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis if that were to happen. Stop it! Do you think the Heat...
Can I just say this? 100 years from now, when they find the body, they're going to wonder what creature it was.
Dude, take a break. Back after this.